You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham, and for Cynthia Canty, Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes joins us now to talk about tariffs and the auto industry. Your column indicates that collectively, the auto manufacturers think a 25% tariff on imported vehicles is not going to help the industry. What's their concern?
Well, basically, that drives prices up and sales down, to put it very simply. Consumers could see prices of vehicles go up somewhere between $55,000 and $6,000, which is an enormous jump. And I think the other thing is that the industry is at a point now where it's having to invest more and more in autonomy and mobility, and that takes cash. And one of the things they've been trying to do is sell more and more of their high-volume and high-profit vehicles. And I think their real concern is that this is going to bite into that, and then they're going to be left behind. And it's not just going to be Detroit automakers, by the way. It's going to be all the automakers who are trying to play in that space, with Silicon Valley heavyweights, with the Chinese, who are backed in a lot of cases by their own government. I mean, this is a whole new frontier. So this is coming at a very bad time for the industry, potentially.
You note that the automakers are building a case against tariffs with facts. How's that different than what the Trump administration is doing?
Well, I think if you listen to the rhetoric on some of this, you hear the president saying this will be okay. Well, so the question is, how? Tell us how. Do the people who actually work in the industry, who get paid to analyze these things, to say, if this happens, this is what happens to our business, are they all wrong? The president, from what I can tell, is not putting forth any kind of argument that says, if we do this, this is what's going to happen, and this is how long it's going to take. And I think the reason is because they don't know. This is something that has been part and parcel of his worldview for a lot of years. There are a lot of people that look at this president and say the guy doesn't have a worldview, but on trade, he does have one, and he has a long record of that. And one of those things is his belief that foreign governments are screwing the American worker and the American people.
Well, the simple explanation you hear from President Trump is that these tariffs will force other countries to give America better trade arrangements, make America great again. Why aren't the domestic auto manufacturers on board with that tariff on imports if in the long run the nation benefits?
Because I think they think that it ultimately will be disadvantageous to the business. I think what the industry is now saying is let's renegotiate NAFTA, let's renegotiate or negotiate a better trade deal with the EU to get some parity. It's important to note that at one point I believe the German manufacturers came forth and said, okay, what if we drop tariffs altogether? So there's no tariffs on American vehicles going into Europe, and there are no tariffs on European vehicles coming to the United States. So far, that hasn't gotten anywhere.
How many jobs does the auto industry think might be at risk if this threatened import tariff on autos is implemented?
A little under 200,000 initially within the first 1 to 3 years. There's some studies that think that that number could go up to close to 700,000 if there are retaliatory tariffs imposed by our trading partners. And I think based on what we've seen, I think you can expect that there would be.
President Trump is in Wisconsin today. They make Harley-Davidson motorcycles in Milwaukee, and the president has been threatening that company for its plans to take some of its production offshore because of tariff threats. He's threatened other firms like Ford, for example. How likely are we to see more of this tiff with manufacturers who aren't doing exactly what Trump wants to get his long-term goals?
That's a great question. And I think what you see, at least in the auto industry and in the Harley-Davidson cases, you know, essentially the management is saying, you know what, we don't work for you. We work for shareholders, and we have to make the investments and investment decisions based upon what we think is best for our business. And if that means we have to find a low-cost production site, we will. One of the things that's really important to remember about the auto industry, and I suspect it's probably about also the motorcycle business, which I don't really know very well, is each region needs to have some kind of low-cost producing country or region. In North America, that's Mexico. And in Asia, that's China. And in Europe, it's Eastern Europe. And it's not typically in high-cost Germany or high-cost the United States or high-cost Japan. So, I mean, these companies will continue to make these decisions in defiance, I think, really, of the president. I mean, Ford has decided it's going to source its next-generation Ford Focus out of China for the U.S. market. The new Chevy Blazer is going to be made in Mexico. These manufacturers are going to continue to make these kinds of decisions, and they'll take their lumps from the president, I think, if it comes to that. But I think this is the way we're headed right now.
Daniel Howes is business columnist for the Detroit News and a regular commentator here on Michigan Radio. Hey, go pet that puppy. He sounds like he needs some attention.
It's the lawn, guys. I'm sorry. Sorry for the timing.
All right. Thanks much, Daniel.